How much have we really accomplished by holding 45 years worth of Earth Days?
Not enough. Probably the period of time, 1970 or so, is where we saw most of the national legislation on the environment, is when EPA was created. It's when we began to see the Clean Water Act and the Clean Air Act. The last 30, 35 years, we've not really seen much progress. Certainly people are more aware, but of course the big issue right now is climate change. And we've known about that for decades now, and still, particularly here in America, our politicians are not taking enough action.
Now, there are naysayers who will argue that climate change has been going on for centuries and that it's really nothing new. Yet there is other evidence that shows us that that we are indeed polluting the planet. We've perhaps accelerated climate change events, or events that may or may not have happened anyway. The importance now, I guess, the drive is to strive toward clean energy. How do we get there from here?
Well, I recently, after 29 years doing anti-poverty work, decided to focus more heavily on climate change. You know, I've been doing a lot of volunteer work for a group like 350.org. And so particularly I've been looking at this report that was done a couple of years ago by a bunch of professors from Cornell and Stanford, which talked about trying to get to 100% clean energy in New York State by 2030. I think a lot of times people think, well, that's really ambitious. That's going to be really difficult to do. But when you actually look at the reports, it's not all that difficult to do. The technology already exists. If New York State wanted to go to 100% clean energy, not just for electrical production, but for transportation, for agriculture, for heating, it could do it. The technology actually exists. It would be a lot healthier for people. Right now in New York State, it's estimated that about 3,100 people die on an annual basis from the air pollution problems related to fossil fuels. Not only would going to 100% clean energy create about 4.5 million jobs over the build-out, which is a fair number of jobs, it would also lower electric rates by more than half.
What could Governor Cuomo do to get us closer to that goal of 100% clean energy by 2030?
Well, he could amend the executive order that was written actually by Governor Patterson, and that was to reduce our carbon footprint by 80% by 2050. We want him to amend that to be 100% by 2030. In terms of energy sources, they want about 40% of our energy in the state to be from offshore wind. And there are various reasons why offshore wind is a little bit better than onshore wind. But I was actually startled last week, attending a meeting of the Sierra Club and the Beyond Coal campaign, that there is not a single offshore wind farm that is in operation in the entire United States, particularly on the East Coast, where there's the more potential for it. To his credit, and to the credit to anti-fracking activists, you know, in December, the governor announced that the health department had concluded that we should not do deep water, high pressure hydrofracking for natural gas. But on the same day that he made that announcement, the Long Island Power Authority, which he controls in his position as governor, announced that it was killing a major wind farm project on the North Shore of Long Island. And they also scaled back by two-thirds a solar project they were doing. And a year ago, the governor put together a deal that is going to cost taxpayers well over $100 million in order to subsidize the operation of a coal plant out in Dunkirk. And he's talking about the same operation right now in Cayuga coal plant, which is a little bit south of Ithaca. The reality is we have several dozen natural gas pipelines and other gas pipelines that are being built across the state at this point. We have the, certainly here in the Capital District and Earth Day, I know people are focusing on the oil bomb trains at the Port of Albany in the South End. We need the governor to say not a dime more for fossil fuels. We're going to more subsidize solar. Every dollar that we continue to invest in the infrastructure of fossil fuels delays the transition to clean energy, because once these pipelines are built, storage facilities are built, they're going to want to use them as long as they're able to operate in order to recover the amount of money they put into it.